Welcome back. Episode 50 of Zero Carb Journal. Matt here, as always. And nice to see you guys. Well, look where I am. I'm home. Back home again. I have mixed emotions about that. I woke up this morning and it was 35 out here, outside here, you guys. And pretty cold in here too, actually. I got home yesterday and I had a lot of fires and I got things kind of warmed up. But my little house has a chill in it when it's that cold outside. All these windows, it's pretty much all windows, as you know. So, and I can feel it after my 2 weeks of sun and warm. But it's all good. I'm actually very content in my little shack. I got home yesterday after Thanksgiving at my parents' place, and I'm always happy to come home. It seems like I've always been so pleased to arrive back here where I live in my town and in my region. I'm just always have felt like I chose the right place, and you know, this was the first time ever driving home that I was like, kind of don't really want to be home. And that isn't to say that I've totally changed. I love it, love it, love it here. It just, I really enjoyed being on the road. But once I got here, got my fire going and got kind of settled into my little shack, I sort of looked around and was very, very happy again to be here. I'm looking forward to doing some more, spending some more time in the warm California surf at some point in the not so distant future. But I also got back here and really appreciated my simple life. You know, one of the things I realized last night, the moon was coming up. It's a nice full moon. And after a lot of rain in this region these last couple days, it's now a nice clear day. So it was a beautiful clear morning and evening last night. And, you know, I was in here pretty much in the dark with the moonlight streaming in, looking at the stars and looking out over my view of the water. And I was really appreciating my simple life here. You know, these last couple weeks on the road have been amazing and wonderful, and I hadn't even realized it, but I was, I was really just on the go and driving around and doing my, I don't know how to say it. My schedule was not, you know, I wasn't quite as grounded, I guess. And so I really noticed that last night when I got home and after I settled in and the moon came up and I was just sort of hanging out in here, watching the moon rise and looking outside and really feeling like a part of my environment here. And I really appreciated that, you know, how grounded my life here is and how simple it is. So anyways, that's a little aside. I'm getting way ahead of myself. So good morning, you guys. Hi. Nice to see you here, back from here, I guess, as it were. So what a trip, as you guys know. I just had the most amazing experience on the road. It was so wonderful. It was so good for me to get out and sort of, in some ways, find myself again. That was kind of what I spent a lot of my younger life doing, traveling around, being a nomad. And so that felt wonderful. My whole trip, you know, as you guys know, I commented on it in the other journals from the road. It was just so profound for me, you guys. I made a lot of friends. I saw a lot of friends. I just really appreciated getting back to my roots, as it were. I don't know how you say it, but I sure enjoyed it. And it was so profound in so many ways. You know, one of the things, let's talk about the zero carb on the road. I did touch on it, but it was surprising to me what an easy time I had doing that, eating this way of eating out on the road. It was dead simple and really enjoyable. I really enjoyed going to restaurants. I went with friends for breakfast. I did dinners in restaurants a few times and bars where I ordered steaks and no sides. And like I said, on the other one, you know, some Mexican restaurants with carne asada. And it was just wonderful. It was always easy. I never really had an issue other than the one time I got a little bit of illness from something mixed in the burgers. Now I know I'll ask next time if they're homemade burgers and if they're homemade, if they put anything else in them. And I did actually after that, I went to a place called Paradise Cafe in Santa Barbara where they did have some really nice homemade burgers. And I just made sure to ask, hey, is there anything in there? And he goes, nope, all beef. And boy, they were awesome. They were probably the best burgers I had on the whole trip. If you're near Santa Barbara, Paradise Cafe on Anacapa Street, however you say that. They make amazing patties. So I really enjoyed, doing that. I did go to breakfast. I did eat some bacon and eggs along the way on this trip. No downsides. I'm not able to really evaluate down to the finest details when I'm out on the road eating fast food and everything else, because I, frankly, am a little off. I was regular, but not... my schedule sort of drifted and you know how it goes. It's only when I'm here eating the same thing every day that I can really evaluate the finer points of what I'm putting in my body. But as long as things aren't really throwing me off, I'm okay. So I ate some things that were sort of risky for me, not risky, but out of my, daily routine, like I said, eggs and bacon. And I don't think I had anything else too outlandish, I did something that was really cool, or I thought was bold, and I really enjoyed it. So from a food standpoint, though, it was really easy, you guys. I just mostly ate burgers, as you know. I mostly lived on In-N-Out, some Carl's Jr., the Hook Burgers, which I really enjoyed, burger patties in restaurants and bars, and occasionally ribeye. In restaurants and bars, I had two or three. I think I might have had three ribeye on the road. All of them pretty good. I really enjoyed them. I ate every last bite every time. 14 ounces. One was 16 ounces, so kind of small for a meal. But I usually went there after having some burgers that day, so I was fine. I think I lost quite a bit of weight on this trip. Maybe not quite a bit. I didn't have a lot to lose, but I feel like I did. I haven't weighed myself, but I definitely felt like I got home leaner than I left. And so I'm wondering if, I was really hungry when I got to my parents' place for Thanksgiving, and I didn't eat a lot down there either. But I could tell that I was sort of low. I wonder if just after, what I'm trying to say is, I wonder if I had extended and kept going for longer than 2 weeks, if it would have caught up to me. I imagine I would have needed to have a couple days of just eating ravenously, to catch up. And I probably could have done that on the road, in various ways, at friends' houses or just buy a lot of burgers or whatever it takes. But I do think that I was eating quite a bit less than I eat when I'm at home. And with all the activity I was doing, surfing a lot, I did lose some weight, and that's fine. It was welcome. I kind of got home at fighting weight. I'm pretty lean right now. Feel good. So, no real hardships out there. Now, I did do something out there that was experimental, and I really enjoyed it. And if you guys remember when I went to California with my friend last year, I told you I sort of put a little tequila, like a drop in my mouth and just tasted it, enjoyed it. So on this trip, like I said, I was eating in bars, and I was trying to, participate in life a little bit, get out there and sort of hang out and meet people and talk and just sort of get out and interact. And so one night I had a ribeye at a bar. And then after I had the ribeye, I ordered myself a shot of tequila, Cazadores. And I did something pretty funny. I didn't intend to drink the whole thing. And I certainly didn't intend to do a shot, but what I did was I was like, hey, can you make it a really small one? Which I think is probably the first time anyone's ever asked a bartender that, probably not. But, I said, can you make it a really small one? And I had it in a rocks glass with an ice cube. And, I just really wanted to sit there and like I said, participate. I don't miss drinking. I didn't want to drink, but I know that I really enjoy, oddly enough, the flavor of, in this case, Cazadores, and there's some other alcohols that I enjoy the flavor of. And so I had this shot with in a little glass with an ice cube, and I just, over the course of an hour or so, I just kind of put it to my lips and just sort of tasted it. I mean, literally just a drop. And by the time I was done and had had enough, you really couldn't even tell that I had drank any. I mean, I would be surprised if I had, I'd be really surprised if I had a tablespoon. I think maybe I had about a teaspoon, or a little more, but you know, very little of it got into me. And I enjoyed it, kind of like I could get the burn just barely going down my throat, but there wasn't much more. It wasn't enough to really go very far. I certainly don't think I felt anything. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed sitting there with the drink, and I enjoyed the flavor, and it was cool. I, you know, it made me think that that I can go out with friends who are drinking and enjoy. You know, not that I need to drink, but I can participate. I mean, I'd be happy to sit there with them and drink water. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the taste, and I enjoyed holding it and all of that. So it's not something I'm going to do very often, and it's not something that I'm, you know, missing and or anything like that. But it was fun to branch out. And, you know, that's sort of like, I don't know, it's sort of like risky behavior or whatever. Like, I just enjoyed, you know, doing something wild for my vacation. I guess you'd say it sounds so funny. Either I'm really old or really tame or I don't know what it is. But at any rate, I did. I really enjoyed it. And it did feel like I was breaking the rules, as it were, in a good way. It was awesome. So I did that. Didn't seem to have any repercussions, although I will say that when I went to bed that night, I didn't feel that great. And I didn't feel terrible, but I kind of went to bed going, I wonder if that was a bad idea. I actually, in hindsight, I don't think it was that tiny bit of alcohol. I'm guessing it was just, you know, the food and that kind of stuff. You know, eating at restaurants, there's always some cross-contamination and whatnot, and I don't always feel on top of my game after I eat them. But maybe it was the little bit of alcohol. I'm not sure. But I didn't feel that great. And if anything, it just sort of motivated me to keep that. Well, there's no risk there, but just make sure, you know, just it wasn't that awesome in afterwards. Like I say, I don't know if it was the alcohol or not, but I definitely won't be making that any sort of regular habit. But should friends be going out for a drink, I can join them and participate if I feel like it. So I did. That was pretty awesome. And I was proud of myself, to be honest with you, for branching out. It's funny. Most people are, you know, there was a long time when I was proud of myself for staying strict and toeing the line. And now, you know, my diet, my way of life is so much a part of me, and it's what I prefer, that actually going the other way now is, you know, I don't know how to say it. I guess guys know what I'm saying. My diet doesn't seem like I need to be strict because I'm not restricting myself. I'm doing exactly what I want when I just eat meat. And so I had to sort of push my boundaries, I guess, is what I'm saying. And yeah, anyways, that was interesting. I really got a frog in my throat. Sorry about that. So other than that, I don't think I have a whole lot of zero carb stories from the road, other than sort of the obvious ones that I've told you. Just, it was really great though, going to In-N-Out and having that be so easy. You know, most of the times I'd get 10 or 12 burgers. I'd give two to Waylon and keep the rest for myself. And we just had a great time, both of us, he was anxious on the road, but I really enjoyed what a simple life that is. You know, us eating the same things and getting the food from the same places. I had no food storage requirements. I had no cooler. I had no snacks. You know, I had no cooking apparatus. It was so simple, and it was so cheap. They sell them for 89 cents a pop. And even if I ate those all day long, you know, I might have spent, I don't know, I think probably my biggest In-N-Out day would have maybe been $15, if that. So, you know, inexpensive way to live on the road. And it was great. And let's see, what else can I tell you? You know, as you guys know, I ran into all kinds of old friends and new friends. And that was really wonderful for me, really profound. Patched up some old relationships. Randomly saw somebody on the last day of my trip who, it's too long a story to tell, but someone who I needed to forgive deep down in my heart. I didn't need to tell them that, but I just needed to, forgive, you know, some past things that had hurt me badly, to be honest with you. Probably one of my biggest disappointments in my life as a result of this person. And it just so happened that they were visiting this other friend who I was catching up on, and we ran into each other in a parking lot, and it was great. I gave him a big hug and felt like I did really forgive from my heart. So it felt really good to move past that. So yeah, that one got me a little emotional. So that was all wonderful. And then I turned north and I pretty much hammered home, and I was really bummed. I wasn't, but it was driving home, and I got to the Oregon-Washington border and started pouring rain, and now it's 35 degrees out. And boy, I wish I was in the sun sitting on the beach talking to you guys from next to the surf again. So I got home in time for Thanksgiving. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. It was so nice to see my family and visit. And I cooked myself some ribeye and hamburgers and chuck steak. And I loved it. And I ate a little turkey. And my dad did inject it with some butter and spices, he said. And, you know, I feel like everything in their kitchen is contaminated. A lot of flour and binders and bad oils and all that stuff. And I didn't notice anything, although, so I ate that Thursday night. I got home yesterday, Friday, and last night I had a tiny little lightheaded, you know, my first signs of the fainting, of the syncope. I had a little episode last night, nothing major. I laid on my couch for about 10 minutes and it passed, but I haven't had that feeling for a long time. So I do suspect that whether it was from the bit of turkey I ate or just things on the cutting boards I used, it seems to happen every time I go and visit them. I significantly backslide. So I'm going to see what the next couple days hold. As you guys know, usually in the past, it was always like 4 days out. I would sort of be deteriorating before I'd get over whatever I put in my body. But I'm hoping that was the worst of it. I feel great this morning. I don't think there's any problem. I really didn't eat much of anything. And that boy, that turkey tasted great. I really enjoyed it. So it was worth a little bit of off-putting, but I won't do that regularly, I promise. So I'm home now. I ate the last of my store-bought food last night, so I haven't started back in on my homegrown, but I've got some ready to go here for my first meal of the day before too long. And I'm looking forward to eating my lamb and beef again and seeing how that tastes after being out on the road for so many days. And yeah, so here I am. I'm back home, you guys. I had some great opportunities arrive while I was gone. I have a lot of work waiting for me here now, so I don't think I'm going to start this coming week. But the week after, I'm going to, it sounds like, be going back to work pretty hot and heavy on the boats here, which is both wonderful and sort of a bummer because it's freezing and those boats are usually outside, and building them in the winter is hard. So here we are Sunday morning at, it is now 7:30. And can you guys hear that? They just started, I've got logging going on, and man, those loggers work hard. They usually start at like 6 in the morning. Holidays, Sunday, doesn't matter. I can hear them running the big tree grinder up there not too far away. So that always amazes me, but that's neither here nor there, but I just thought I'd comment on the whining you might be able to hear out there. It's so nice, though, here looking out. I got such broad, you know, huge expanse, the views. I'm looking out over the water, and the mountain's hidden behind the clouds, but it feels good to be home in a lot of ways, just being surrounded by nature and not much else. So I am really appreciating that. But yeah, so I don't know what the future holds for me. I've been telling folks along the way that I'm really looking forward to getting back to California and spending some time down there, and I think that's going to happen sometime, maybe next year. I've got a lot of work coming up in the following 8 months or so I think I'll be here through the summer and working hard. But I think I'm going to try and fill up the coffers and maybe go on an extended version of this trip sometime next winter or whenever I find the time. I just had such a great time, and it really felt like I belong there. And I don't know if I've told you guys, but as a young boy, I lived down in Southern California until I was 6 or 7, and then came back up here and started first grade, or moved up here and started first grade, and never really got a chance to go back as much as I always have wanted to. So I was working in the winters as a young adult. I've just really never gotten to spend a California winter, or even much time down there. and as crowded and you know, polluted and on fire and all those things. And I, you know, I've been up here talking smack about it forever, trying to tell myself I didn't want to be there. But, you know, the fact of the matter is I really enjoyed it. I really liked all the small communities that I stayed in all up and down the coast, you know, all the way from San Diego, all the way to Santa Barbara. I liked everywhere I was, almost without exception. So I really, really, really enjoyed it. And I'm definitely going to go spend some time there, which is funny, you know, and it's kind of cool. It's actually neat. You know, I've been here focused on rural farm life for so long. And, you know, my zero carb eating has sort of helped me sort of break away from growing all my own food. In some ways I was really a slave to my garden for a decade or more, and to my animals and all of that. So being on the road and eating fast food and gaining confidence in that I could maintain my health eating that stuff. Yeah, I see some opportunity in the future, you know, no more big dogs to take care of, things like that. I can move around and I can live out there in the real world. So I think I might try something different for the next phase. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not making any plans. And I sure don't want to lose what I have here. So, but you know, with my little shack here, I've got all my important stuff up here. It seems like coming home was no problem. Everything stored just fine. I didn't have any emergencies, nothing to fix or deal with when I got home. Just a real smooth trip and a real smooth return. And it gives me confidence that I can leave and store, you know, my stuff here and go out on the road for a while. So I think I'm kind of getting some stuff figured out for my next phase, and I'm really enjoying that. So yeah, what a great trip, and what a great return, and just a really, really wonderful experience overall. So Thanksgiving, I hope you guys had a wonderful one. I sure did. I touched on it just a little bit, but it really was wonderful to be there with my family. I'm getting much better, you know, as time goes on. I'm much less excited. I knew that was coming. You know, when I was first talking about zero carb, I was a zealot, and I still am, but, you know, I knew that I would sort of calm down. You know, you really have to fight for your beliefs in the beginning, and not fight against anyone else. I don't mean I was fighting against my family or anyone. I just felt so like I had to state my case aggressively just for myself to even believe it. And I'm definitely calming down and settling in, and so I was able to enjoy, you know, my family's company and be a little bit less overbearing as I can be. Although, you know, they asked a lot of questions and just with, I think, genuine curiosity, which I appreciate. But you know how I am once I start talking, I feel like I just sort of take off on the zero carb thing. So I hope I don't, you know, I try not to go too far down that road. As you guys know, you know, my brother is vegetarian and you know, I conveyed to them, you know, how it feels watching them eat, what they eat, and knowing what I believe and all of that. And it was all great. It was wonderful. It was so nice to be there and to get to visit. It's first Thanksgiving, I think, in a few years, if I'm remembering correctly. And so our family friends, you know, I got to visit with them. And yeah, I really, really, really like it. Just enjoyed my time there. I loved being there. And so I'm really, really, really pleased with my progress. Really, really pleased with my decision to get a road trip vehicle and make this, you know, this month happen the way it has, unfold the way it has. And I'm just feeling fantastic, you guys. I'm just in a really good place. And I'm feeling really relaxed right now. I feel like I'm in a really good place. I'm sort of financially stable. I'm feeling really stable and solid in my diet and way of life, and that I can go anywhere. I'm starting to feel, you know, that trip really made me feel less trapped. And the vehicle change made me feel less trapped and I'm making progress, you guys. I really feel like this last month or two has been incredibly profound for me in that way. So I don't know if you guys are getting much out of this, but I sure hope this is helpful in some way. You can get out there in the world and continue your lives and they'll be better than they were before, has been my experience. And so I hope that you guys experience the same thing. So one of you asked me about the carnivore conference in Boulder coming up in March. Jeez, I'd love to go, you guys. It would sure be wonderful, but I don't think that's going to be in the cards for me. You know, to drive out there in March will be cost and time prohibitive, and I certainly don't think I can afford to fly and get hotels and do all that. I'd sure love to, though. I'd sure love to meet any and all of you. But I guess, you know, there'll probably be more. This is the first one, so maybe there'll be more. But I would encourage any of you, if you're close to there, if you can make it happen, do go meet the other carnivores and get some support, and let's, you know, develop and strengthen this community. So, Mike, Keto Matt, are you going? Sure like to meet you someday, man, along with all the rest of you. But just kind of wondering who all's going. I haven't Twittered for a while. Caught up with my carnivores. I probably will do that this week. Sorry about the podcast slipping these last few weeks. I wasn't really able to keep up with all my uploads and stuff from the road, but I think I've got them up there now, so I'm going to get caught up here if I'm not. And yeah, I'm not sure what else I can tell you guys. So maybe I'll just stop there and get on with my Sunday. I think I'm going to putter around, continue resting, cook some lamb chops and things like that. Maybe I'll go check the surf. And then tomorrow's Monday, and I'll probably start right back into my routine. I haven't worked out for a while. I was surfing a lot, so I'll get back into my calisthenics in the morning. I'm looking forward to that. It's nice to take a break and rest my joints and sort of, you know, reset. But I am really looking forward to getting back to working out, getting back into my routine and my schedule. I'm still getting up early. You know, I woke up this morning, and actually all this week I've been up at about 5. Geez, I was up even a little earlier at my parents' place there. 4:35, you know, when I was on the road, that seemed about normal. I was getting up about 5:30 and, you know, getting to the surf about when the sun was rising. Here, I'm still quite a few hours before sunrise at 5, but I'm still on my early schedule, and I'm looking forward to getting back to work, getting into this week, getting into my calisthenics, and getting back on my routine, you know, because I think that's been a big factor in all the progress I've made. So definitely looking forward to this week and getting back to the routine and seeing how all that goes. But mostly I'll be staying positive and moving forward, and I hope you guys do too. So yeah, I think that's enough for today. I hope you guys are doing great. I really hope you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving if you're here, and a wonderful week wherever you are, and that you are feeling well and making progress towards your goals. And that's something I need to do today, is write down my goals. I think I'm going to have some reflection to do, and I think my goals are probably going to be changing over the coming months as I sort of have a little bit better of a formed plan for my future. You know, I sort of, as you guys know, just sort of arrived here where I am now with some financial stability and health, you know, stability, and, you know, all of that here at home. And I've been talking about wondering what my next step is, and I'm starting to get a little better idea what that might look like. You know, I think it's going to involve some traveling and some surfing, and hopefully some time in some warmer areas, as well as building up my financial stability with my opportunities here through my boat work career that seems to be continuing to sort of move forward. When I was on the road, pretty much all of my clients called and assured me that they're going to be fighting for my time again in the coming months. They've all got big contracts coming. And so, yeah, I'm really looking forward to sitting down and sort of planning out my next phase and setting some new goals to reach for myself and nailing them, right? Because that's what we do as carnivores. We meet our goals because we can. For the first time in my life, I think that's possible now. So I will share those with you as I come up with them, and I hope you guys are reaching your goals as well. And let me know if I can offer you any specific help. And as always, I sort of feel like I don't have much to say, but I sure do appreciate you guys listening and watching, and how, you know, how much this venue and this project and all of you have helped me on my journey. It's incredible how much it's helped me, and I am so appreciative and so thankful. So every morning, as always, I just get up and say thank you, thank you, thank you, and I say the same when I go to bed, and probably 100 times throughout the day. And I mean that. And you guys are a big part of that. So I'm forever grateful. So, all right. That's enough gushing here. I will see you guys next week, if not sooner. And I hope you have a wonderful week. And I hope this finds you healthy and happy and surrounded by family and ones you love. And I will see you soon. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening and watching. Have a great day.
See ya.